We're doing the Chazonish Emunah U'Bitachon. We're up to the fourth chapter, page Mem Dalet. Torat Amidot Emidu Chachmei Yira LePerek Miuchad B'Shlemut Avodah. When it comes to having good traits, our sages made it into its own topic in the service of Hashem. You want to be a whole person in the service of Hashem, so then having good traits is its own section. Our sages say that when Hashem gave the Torah, so the nations heard the first commandment, I am Hashem, your God. They said, nothing new. Every pagan god also says the same thing. And then, don't have any other gods but me. They said, fine, that's what the other gods say too. Don't swear in Hashem's name in vain, fine. All the first four commandments, they kept saying, fine, there have been religions like that beforehand. Then the Torah came along and said, Kabeid et avicha ve et imecha, honor your parents. The nations were stunned. A religion that gets involved with your family, with how you treat your parents, that they never heard of. Don't covet your neighbor's assets, your neighbor's wife. What? The nations were stunned. It says when they heard of the last five commandments, last six commandments, they said that's never been on the planet. That's when they started respecting Torah. They said, here's a religion that's going to tell you how to behave with your neighbor. Here's a religion that's going to tell you how to behave with your parents. That was stunning to them. That was something that was unheard of before the Torah. Says the Chazon Ish, the concept of having good traits is its own section in the service of Hashem. It's not only about my neighbor. I want to be a good Jew. I should know that Hashem cares how I treat my fellow man. And our sages even broke it down. Our sages, the Gra writes that just like we have tractates in Shas, about different laws, different mitzvot, there were whole tractates about different traits. The Gra says, we lost that, but there used to be tractates of how you work on different traits. This was boiled down to a science. It was part of our tradition. So our sages broke it down. They said, there's kas, there's anger, there's gava, there's pride, there's kava, there's desire, there's avat kavod, the love of honor, there's avat anitzuach, the desire to always be a victor. In every conversation, I got to win the argument. There's nekama, the desire for revenge. There's tsarut ayin, there's stinginess. So Chazal went down to the nitty-gritty of discussing the different aspects of a person's personality and told us how to work on it. Now, it's become a habit, it's become customary by people that they think that being a whole person involves many segments, separate parts. You have to work on A, and you have to work on B, and A is disjointed from B, and B is separate from C. That's the way people think about it. Now I'm working on this trait. Tomorrow I'll work on that trait. And even though that's true to some degree, we know that when someone's got a problem with their pinky, so the doctor's going to deal with the pinky, right? And you don't look at the pinky as a part of the greater whole, you're working on the pinky right now, right? Now, but let's say a woman's pregnant or nursing, so then the doctor's going to ask her, before I give you this antibiotics, wait a second, if you're pregnant, I can't give you that. If you're nursing, I can't give you that, because whatever I do to the pinky is going to affect the rest of the body. So sometimes when you treat an ailment in the physical body, you focus on one segment and you ignore the rest of the body, but sometimes you say, wait, it's a part of a greater whole. Same is true with our traits. Sometimes we're trying to fix something, so we focus on it as though it were separate from everything else. But in fact, we have to remember that it's not. Just like the pinky at the end of the day is attached to the body, so too, when we're working on a trait, there's still something, it's still a part of the greater whole of our personality, who we are. And when you're laying a battle, just as you battle a disease and a certain limb, you focus on it, so too you're trying to conquer a certain trait, you focus on that as though it were separate from everything else. But in the essence, there's one good trait and one bad trait. It all boils down to one thing. You know what a bad trait is? Says the Chazon Ish, all bad traits can be boiled down to one thing, to letting nature take its course. You let nature take its course, that's animal, not animal farm, that's... No, the book Orwell, The Island. With the kids. Lord of the Flies, right? That's Lord of the Flies. If you leave things to their natural course, so then people are vicious and people can be in pursuit of honor, and people can be jealous. And our natural tendencies we're gonna be violent, and we're gonna be self-centered. You let things just take their natural course, says the Chaznish. You want to know what all evil, what all bad traits boil down to? They're boiling down to letting things just go their natural course. That's where a person will head. If you don't work on it, so then every bad trait piles up. He'll be an excellent person of anger. He'll be excellent at taking revenge. Excellent at being arrogant. Naturally, man will have all those traits. He won't be missing any of the bad traits that our sages enumerated. V'amida tovai, but you want to know what a good trait is? Haskama muchletet levaker et haregesh hamusari al regesh hatavani. That decision to let our values take control of our desires. That's the one good trait you should know. It all boils down to that question. Do I do what I feel like? Or do I think for a minute, is it ethical? Is it moral? Is this the way I should be behaving? That decision, says the Chazon Ish, is what encompasses all good traits. That decision, what decides? Who's the boss? I tell my kids, you always have to ask the question, who's the boss? Goes back to an old joke. When you ask who's the boss, you're saying, are my desires the boss? Or am I the boss? Who's in charge over here? And sometimes we like to say, my desires, right? That's the natural human tendency. Okay.
People use it. I mean, again, there are times that the flow is in the current direction of life, but that's not what it's used for, obviously. You know, it feels good to it. That 60s line is just terrible.
Yeah. ומנקודה זו הוא לוחם נגד כל המידות הרעות יחד. If you can develop that, says the Chazon Ish, you have the tool to fight every trait you want to conquer. It's one question, says the Chazon Ish. Am I letting it flow? Or am I saying my values will decide which desires I pursue? There's this one filter through which my decisions can go through. ולא ייתכן שתהיה הסכמה זו לחצאין. And the Chazon Ish says, don't kid yourself. There's no 50%. You know, there's a line in English, a little bit vulgar, they say, you're not half pregnant. You either are or aren't. There's no halfway. Says the Chazon Ish, when it comes to this, there's no halfway. It's either you're taking control or you're going to go the other route. Shezaish ha-shiroch ha-sechet v'skulat ha-nefesh ha-kitzu v'yashpiu alav l'bchirat ha-tov. When a person's mind and soul have been aroused, and so he wants to choose what's good, so in his good hour, he wants to be perfect. When we're not faced with the challenge, you ask a person, what do you want? I want to be a good person. I really want to be a good person. And there's no limit. And a person thinks, whatever good I've done is not good enough, I want to be better. That's in his good hour. And when a person can have that clarity, so in that moment a person says, I don't want to have any of those bad traits. Right now I'm not interested in having that desire or that anger or that jealousy or that revenge. I can see the whole world and say, I want to do what's right. Yeah, in his good hour. And here, says Chazon Ish, you see how a person can tap into every good trait. So this is introductory. This was the introductory paragraph. Bezrat Hashem. Next week we'll pick up with the continuation.